I think this can be a good start. Good start, which needs to be scaled up as we go, as we go. But if we can provide $100 billion, that will be good in bridging the gap in confidence and trust between developing and developed countries. You should admit that there is some suspicions and distrust, particularly on the part of developing countries, that without this financial technological support from developed countries, there are many developing countries who do not simply have any capacity to address, to mitigate and to adapt to this changing situation. That's why we are talking about this, and that's why I say financial support is the key. That how much it should be scaled up, I think at this time it may be too early. We will have to see how all these measures, which will meet the requirement of the science, will be how it will be effective. Then, as time goes by, we may have to adjust all this arrangement. This will be a continuing continuing negotiation, continuing debate. We don't have a plan B. We don't have plan B. I told you we are not lowering bar. We still remain the highest possible target. That's what I'm telling you. This politically binding target should be an immediately effective one, so that the post-Copenhagen conference will immediately enter into negotiation again for legally binding one.